Today we're speaking with Avion President Mark Ratliff on all things stop-off paints. For anyone carburizing or nitriding out there, you won't want to miss it. Avion is sponsoring this episode, so more on them at the break. Now, let's join Mark and our Heat Treat Radio host, Doug Glenn.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Heat Treat Radio. Really have the great honor today of talking with Mark Ratliff from Avion Manufacturing, and we're going to do a painting class, kind of. Not really. I mean, industrial paint. Anyhow, we're going to talk about that, some stop-off paints and things of that sort. So looking forward to it. So Mark has been working at Avion over in Medina, Ohio, correct? Yes. They haven't been in Medina since 1994, but Mark has been with Avion since 1994. Graduated with a Bachelor's of Science, Bachelor of Science degree in Chemical Engineering from the University of Cincinnati. And prior to that, I did not know this about you, Mark. I did not know that you worked at Shore Metal Treating with your father, huh?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
How long was he there?
Well, he started the company, and so I was working there. I was loading baskets of parts since I was about 8 years old, and he would pay me $5 a basket, under the table, and that was a lot of money back then. So I got two baskets filled of these parts. I was really rich at the time. So
that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah, it is very interesting to see the people's backgrounds and how they got involved in the industry. A lot of people got to start young. You know, you may win the record though. 8 years old with the labor board may be calling. You know about your
right,
child
exactly.
Labor. Yeah. So, but anyhow, let's talk today. Technically, we want to talk about something that not everybody may know about, but I think you and your company are kind of experts on these things, and that's stop-off paints. So just from a 30,000-foot view, and you don't have to go into a lot of detail here, Mark, but 30,000-foot view, what are stop-off paints and why do we use them?
Okay, stop-off paints are protective barrier-type coatings. So what they do is they prevent either carburization or the nitriding process from entering into the steel. And they were created probably well over 50 years ago as a replacement for copper plating of these parts. So in the past, a long time ago, they would copper plate the part that they did not want carburized or nitrided. And that, you know, that's a time consuming process, as well as it's being very expensive. So the stop off coatings were developed as an economical alternative to copper plating.
So when you say copper plating, because I'm kind of curious about this, does that mean was it like actual copper, thin sheets of copper metal?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So you actually had to wrap apart whatever you did not want nitrided or carburized. You had to wrap it in this copper, and then that would keep it from nitriding.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Very good. So, and just in case people don't know, I would imagine most people that are listening to this do know this, but nitriding and carburizing are both surface hardening technologies. Either nitrogen, mm-hmm, in the case of nitriding, or carbon in the case of carburizing, are infused into the surface, and that of course gives improved wear properties, typically corrosion properties, to those areas that receive the infusion of metal. So why do people not want the nitrogen or the carbon to be infused to certain parts of the part?
Okay, so when you harden a part via carburization or nitriding, a lot of times hardness equates to brittleness. So you may induce certain stress in various parts in various areas. And also, if you wanted to do a post-heat treatment machining on the part, that would be virtually impossible if the part was carburized or nitrided, because if you think about it, the surface is so hard that the tool can't cut through it to do further machining on the part.
So can you give a couple examples of like parts and where on those parts, if you can do a description, where on those parts you might apply a stop-off coating?
Well, a lot of times the end user, the customer, is painting like an end of a shaft, where he'll heat treat the shaft, make the shaft harder, but he wants to spin a thread on the end of that shaft. So that's a prime example of why you would use a stop-off coating. A lot of times the parts are made with the threads already on, but you don't want those threads to be hardened because, again, hardness equals brittleness, and those threads would crack off after heat treatment. So that would be an area where you would apply a stop-off coating.
Okay. Yep, makes good sense. So tell us a little bit about the actual physical properties, if you will, of these stop-off coatings. I mean, we also call them, what, stop-off paints. So
correct.
I'm assuming a lot of times these are just painted on. It's a liquid format. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, they're all supplied in liquid form with the viscosity ranging right around 3,500 to 8,500 centipoise. For the carburizing stop-offs, we have two different kinds. We have what's called, and this is not new in the industry. Most people know the formulations of the stop-offs. So we have the boric acid-based stop-offs. And that's, we have two different kinds of that. We have a waterborne and we have a solvent-borne. And the idea behind the boric acid-based stop-offs is as the boric acid thermally decomposes, it creates a boron oxide glass. And this glass is actually the diffusion barrier of the carbon. So, and what's nice about the boric acid-based stop-offs are that they're water washable after the heat treatment process. So they do the coating and the residue after the heat treatment gets washed off. Another type of stop-off coating that we have is based on the silicate chemistry. And the silicate chemistry is basically like putting on a glass on the part. So it's more of a ceramic-based coating, works very, very well. But the drawback to the silicate-based stop-offs is that you have to bead blast the parts after heat treatment. It does not wash off in water.
When I think of paint and putting something on a paint, painting something on and then putting it into a furnace, the first thing I think of is, well, that paint is going to get completely obliterated in the furnace. But you just kind of answered that question, but because it's those things will either transform into a like a glass or a ceramic of some sort after they've been in high heat for a while, and that's what creates the barrier.
That's correct. So you have the active ingredient in the stop-offs. You either have the silicate or you have the boric acid. Those are the active ingredients. The vehicle that the paint itself, be it the water-based latex or the solvent-borne bead, those do indeed get charred off. They get burned off, leaving the active ingredient behind.
Yeah. Did you use, are you able to use those, either of those, the water-based or the solvent-based, in vacuum furnaces? Do you have any trouble with off-gassing and things like that?
Yeah, a little bit. We got to be careful in the vacuum furnace market because you do have the off-gassing and the combination of the vacuum and the heat at once can cause the coating to boil and blister. So we do recommend a preheat treatment when doing a vacuum operation.
And that the preheat just kind of helps it adhere to the part without the blistering or whatever, I guess?
That's correct. And it drives off a lot of the residual water or solvent that might be left in the coating.
So, Mark, I understand that there's maybe a new product that's coming out on the nitriding end of things. Can you tell us a little bit about that and why you're developing that?
Yeah, so we've been making a nitriding stop-off coating since 1989. We came out with our water-based version, and we actually had it patented. We were the first on the market with a water-based nitriding stop-off. And this particular stop-off has been used in the industry for 45 years now. So, but we got called by a current customer saying, hey, do you have a plasma or ion nitriding stop-off? And at the time, we did not. So we developed a new plasma, aka ion nitriding stop-off, and that's a different chemistry, different technology. But that's going to be available to the market very, very soon.
We'll be back in just 1 minute. Looking for effective and environmentally friendly stop-off paints for your nitriding or carburizing operations? Avion Manufacturing from Medina, Ohio, has a wide variety of stop-off paints for an equally wide array of applications, including nitriding, nitrocarburizing, and carburizing. With eco-friendly options available and better delivery times than other stop-off coating suppliers, Avion Manufacturing should be your one-stop shop for stop-off paints and coatings. explore the range of coatings and other heat treat replacement parts available from Avion Manufacturing by visiting their website at www.avionmfg.com, by calling them at 330-220-2779, or by emailing Mark at mark@avionmfg.com. If you need stop-off paint, you need Avion Manufacturing. www.avionmfg.com. Now, back to the episode.
I'm curious about this. What you have a sense of is it more stop-off paints used more? Is it the higher volume in carburizing or nitriding? You know?
By far, carburizing. It's probably a 10-to-1 carburizing to nitriding, for sure.
Okay, gotcha. So you've been doing this 30-some years, I guess, right?
I personally have been doing it. It'll be my 30th anniversary in the month of April.
Oh, very nice. Well, congratulations. Well,
I did work for my father prior to that when he ran Avion for many, many years before that. So
Yeah. Well, that's it. Well, congratulations. First off, that's good. That shows good longevity, which is good. Yeah. So in that time, has there been a memorable challenge or things of that sort that you had to deal with these stop off paints?
Well, one thing I'm particularly proud of, Doug, is we always had the water-based carburizing stop-off coating, both varieties, the boric acid-based and the silicate-based. And I had a few customers reach out to me and said, hey, you know, we're doing heat treatment for the aerospace industry or for the automotive industry, and they don't like water-based coatings on their parts because you run into corrosion, you run into rust, and so forth and so on. So they asked me to create the solvent-borne, which we did about... probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So one thing I'm particularly proud of is I got called by the Fiat Chrysler plant in Michigan. They're going by Stellantis now. And unbeknownst to them, their current stop-off provider at the time changed the formulation. And that was due to the REACH regulations in Europe. And they changed the formulation, and now Stellantis started seeing all these problems. So they reached out to me and said, hey, do you have an equivalent? We'd like the solvent-borne stop-off. And I was quick to respond saying, oh, by the way, yes, we do. And yes, our product is better because, even though it's solvent-borne, we created a non-flammable stop-off coating. And in addition to being non-flammable, the solvent that we used in the coating is VOC exempt. VOC meaning volatile organic compounds, which are basically air pollutants that people want to avoid when using these stop-off coatings.
Can you tell us a little bit about the green label products that you've got and why you're calling them green label?
Well, we called the green label a long time ago. That was our original stop-off, which kicked off our business 50-some years ago. But I think you're referring to our Eco Green label, which we created about 2 years ago. So we've been getting a lot of pressure to remove VOCs from our coatings. Clients like John Deere, Caterpillar, they said, you know, we love your coating, but if you can do anything to get the VOCs out of it, we'd really appreciate it. So that was one of the biggest goals and one of the biggest accomplishments was to create a coating that didn't have any of these VOC or HAP type solvents in the coating. And we have successfully done that.
So what coating solution should heat treaters be looking at in the near future? I mean, maybe is it the just VOC stuff or the lack of VOC or?
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, we're proud to say that all of our coatings are virtually VOC free. We still make the original green label because there are some customers that are not real happy to change at the moment. So we still offer that, but we have every single one of our coatings right now have a less than 10 gram per liter VOC threshold. And we're really quite proud of that. But, you know, as you're talking about new coatings coming to the market, you know, we're coming out with the plasma nitriding stop off, but we're also looking into a stop off for salt bath carburizing. We've had a couple people reach out to us just recently saying, hey, do you have a coating that we can use to paint on the parts that go into a salt bath carburizing operation? So that's our next big item.
I got two additional questions for you. One has to deal with supply chain issues. Have you guys had any issues with being able to deliver quickly or anything of that sort,
Absolutely.
A la COVID?
Sure. Right after COVID, we had trouble getting the main ingredient for the carburizing stop-off coating, which is boric acid. I have three suppliers that supply that to me. And there was a point in time where none of them could get the material that the manufacturer of this product was not delivering east of the Mississippi. So I had to do several days of researching and scrounging around, and I found a distributor in California that said, yeah, we can get it to you, but you have to buy a full truckload, which we were very happy to do because it kept us in business.
Yeah, you take what you can get at that
point,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but no issues now. Everything's
everything's pretty much back to normal. I mean, gone are the days where you pick up the phone and get material delivered to you in 3 days. But most of our raw materials get delivered in under 2 weeks, and we keep a pretty adequate inventory of all of our raw materials, so we do not run out of anything.
And you get the raw materials. Do you do your own formulations there? I mean, you actually do the mixing.
Everything's all done here in house. That's correct.
Do you have people on your staff, yourself or others? If a customer calls in with an issue, can you help talk them through it and see if?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm the go-to guy here at Avion. So if anybody has any technical questions, I'm the one that's going to be answering them. And if it's if it's something where I need to come out to the plant, well, I'll get in my car or get on a plane and visit that customer. If the quantity of the dictates that. So
yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. It's got to be a good business opportunity, obviously.
Sure.
Yeah, but I'm sure you can do phone
most
consultations
phone.
Too.
Yeah, most of it's by phone.
In the marketplace, are there, let's say, an ideal client, someone who maybe should be considering stop-off paints that isn't currently using it? I mean, is there someone out there that you would say, hey, you know, if you're doing this, maybe you ought to think about stop-off paints if you're not already doing them?
Well, I would certainly still target those that are copper plating, because if you look at the copper plating method, it's number one, it's very expensive. And number two, from what I've been told, it's not very environmentally friendly. You're working with a lot of hazardous ingredients, hazardous waste. So those are the type of people that I will continue to target for stop-off coatings.
Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Well, Mark, listen, that's great. Thanks very much. Hopefully this has been a good primer for people who didn't know what stop-off coatings were or stop-off paint. And hopefully they can get a hold of you if they need something. Appreciate you being with us.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Doug. I appreciate it myself.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode with Mark Ratliff. Give Heat Treat Radio a 5-star review or a like on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iHeartRadio, Podbean, or the website www.heattreattoday.com/radio. And if you'd like to get in contact with Mark, head over to www.avionmfg.com or reach out to him at mark@avionmfg.com. You can also reach out to me and I can put you in touch. Also, let us know if you want to hear a special topic on the podcast or if you'd like to sponsor a future episode. My email is bethany@heattreattoday.com. Heat Treat Radio would like to thank Avion for sponsoring this episode. Get extremely effective stop-off paints at www.avionmfg.com. This and every other episode of Heat Treat Radio is the sole property of Heat Treat Today and may not be reproduced in part or in whole without advance written permission from Heat Treat Today. And I'm Bethany Leone. Thank you for listening.